Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another winter storm moving across the country. It's been such a busy season. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there's a growing concern about a shortage of salt to treat the roads.
New York's governor declaring an emergency over the lack of rock salt. Some crews now mixing what's left of their supply with sand. Why the shortage? One factor is production was cut back during previously mild winters. But this has been one of the snowiest seasons in years. One town in upstate New York is buried under more than 300 inches.
There is a winter storm warning up today from Memphis through Norfolk, Virginia, parts of the Upper Plains experiencing excessively cold temperatures. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says President Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. Trump suggesting that Kyiv is to blame for the war and that Zelensky's approval rating stands at 4%. Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, the latest to suggest a statewide cell phone ban in public school classrooms. He is citing student achievement and mental health. This is ABC News. A flare-up had firefighters returning to the scene of a massive fire at a suburban Philadelphia aerospace plant. Edge Hill Fire Chief Tom McEnany says the cause will not be known until it's safe for inspectors to get inside the facility.
The fire marshal's office has been in contact with the ATF, and the ATF has boots on the ground.
An Oscar winner says her children's book has been banned.
Julianne Moore told children at the 2012 White House Easter egg roll that her children's book, Freckle-Faced Strawberry, about a girl with red hair and freckles, was partly autobiographical. It was her childhood nickname.
I thought that name was really embarrassing when I was seven. Now I don't care so much.
Moore shared on Instagram that it was a, quote, great shock to learn her book was banned from Department of Defense-run schools. A department spokesman told the Washington Post these books are being reviewed pursuant to President Trump's executive order. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Julianne Moore says she grew up on military installations. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Tuesday evening, Wisconsin officially began the work on its biennial budget. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. As Governor Tony Evers released the details of his executive plan, one eager listener was Senator Howard Markline from Dodgeville. Markline co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee. He says state lawmakers will begin work now on the new state budget, but their work will run into the summer months. As he listened to the proposed executive budget last night, Markline says some of the $80 million that Governor Evers is proposing to dedicate towards agriculture and agriculture programs resonated with him.
You know, I've gone through the list of his proposals, and I guess one of the things that I did smile when I saw it, and that was the additional money for the producer-led watershed grant program. That's something that I supported since we first started that program a number of years ago. I've got several producer-led farmer groups in my district. They do great work, and I love the concept of farmers deciding what is best for their land and not having a bureaucrat in Madison do that and come out to a farm and say, listen, this is what you ought to be doing, because farms are different. What the soil on your farm is different than the soil on my farm.
That's Wisconsin Senator Howard Markline from Dodgeville, co-chairing the Joint Finance Committee. Markline says the state budget deadline is June 30th, but unlike the federal government, the state will not shut down if it gets past that date and still has not completed its work.
Innovation.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFES group.com, your auction leader.
And the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association giving UW River Falls $90,000 to invest in dairy operations, training, and research and development initiatives at their new Dairy Center of Excellence. The donation comes from funds generated by the Cheesemakers' annual championship cheese auction. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff. Recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Right now, 8 below.
98 Q Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, beating, breathtaking, earthquake and kind. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it like, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Yeah.
Diana of mine.
If I told you about my little nothing town, the two-room house where I came from, the man that I got my name from, I don't even know where he is now. What if I told you sometimes I lose my faith? I wonder why someone like you would even talk to me. What if I told you there's no fixing me? 'Cause everybody's already tried. Would you stay? Would you leave? I could wait. If I told you all the stupid things I've done, I blamed on me in the end, but I was old enough to know, I know. If I told you the mess that I can be when there's no one there to see, could you look the other way? Could you love me anyway? I told you I don't plan on staying here. My dreams are a million miles away. And I know your family's gonna want you to stay. You know what? I don't blame them. So I'll say what I don't want to, and I'll just pray you want what I do. Before we go any further here, let a week turn into another year. There's some things you probably don't want to hear, but you have to. If I told you, sometimes I get jealous, sometimes I'm half crazy, would you say the hell with me, the hell with me? If I told you, I barely know what love is, but girl, if that's what this is, I don't wanna let it slip away. No, no, no. How could you love me anyway? Please, could you love me anyway? How could you love me anyway? How could you love me anyway?
Attention, please.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Oh, happy hump day.
98Q Country.
ditch and a gravel road. And that's home to me. Feels like home to me.
In the crawfish hole, five card poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line.
I get a pole,
I get a pole.
We'll go
fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In
five
the boondocks,
card poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line.
I get a pole.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by.
Tina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Goes Garth Brooks at 98Q Country. Good Wednesday on the 19th of February. Hope you are well. This may be our final overnight low of below zero for a while anyway. We're not gonna rule it out. Tonight may get a little bit below zero yet, but not, what are we at, 6, 8 below right now. We're gonna warm it up tomorrow. 15 today, 23 tomorrow and Friday. And then the weekend has 30 on Saturday. We're going to push 40 on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So March 1st is looming around the corner. Snowmobilers, get out there. Enjoy this week, this weekend, because you never know with that warm weather next week and maybe even a little precipitation early in the week, what can happen to those trails out there. It's has not been a long season. But we'll take it compared to last winter where we got absolutely nada, nothing. More snowballs, more chances for you to text and win. We're going to dig back into throwing some live snowballs this morning. We've been kind of shirking on that here the last couple of days. So we'll see if we can get to that a couple of times this morning. We got another text to win. Yesterday was the Winter Cooperative, right? $25. So the winner of that will be texted very shortly to notify you that you are the winner of the $25 Winter Cooperative Certificate. I'm bringing up my handy-dandy sheet here to find out what we're going to do today. And we'll both talk about that in a little bit because I don't know where it is. Somewhere there. Well, Badgers continue to play well. Badger basketball winning yesterday. So that was nice to see as they continue to impress. Scored a lot of points last night. What did they have, like 40, 45 points at halftime? So good game for the Badgers last night. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on. So let's do that right now. Twice an hour news and sports, kick it off with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another winter storm moving across the country. It's been such a busy season. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there's a growing concern about a shortage of salt to treat the roads.
New York's governor declaring an emergency over the lack of rock salt. Some crews now mixing what's left of their supply with sand. Why the shortage? One factor is production was cut back during previously mild winters. But this has been one of the snowiest seasons in years. One town in upstate New York is buried under more than 300 inches.
There is a winter storm warning up today from Memphis through Norfolk, Virginia. Parts of the Upper Plains experiencing excessively cold temperatures. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says President Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. Trump suggesting that Kyiv is to blame for the war and that Zelensky's approval rating stands at 4%. Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, the latest to suggest a statewide cell phone ban in public school classrooms. He is citing student achievement and mental health. This is ABC News.
And a look at some local and state news brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua. We have the big Sportsman Wild Game Feed coming up this Saturday. It is a free event, and it's being hosted by the Ogama Baptist Church at their convention hall. That'll be Saturday from 1:30 until 8. There's a vendor hall, and there is a free meal at 5 o'clock Saturday, and there's a speaker. Bear Man will be there, and there will be prize giveaways, and that again is this Saturday at the Ogama Baptist Church. Well, not much on the ballot yesterday for elections locally, but statewide, there were more school referendums. On the ballot, a handful of school referendums were on the ballot at last night across the state. Jimmy Cuska has a little bit more in detail about those referendums.
After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-to-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cusk.
And you'll find more news at civicmedia.us and at 98qcountry.com.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a nine-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff. Recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua. Wind and lots of it.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday, with a high of 22. Current temperature, 7 below.
98 Q Country.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to
breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them as she brought them to their feet. Was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. drag local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, things good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, begging God just to stop the hurt. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. I ain't got the only woman who was there for me religiously.
Bailey Zimmerman at 98Q Country. We're sitting at about 5-10 below, right in that range for most of the Northwoods here. But it feels kind of nice out there. I know. It's pretty sad. Pretty sad when 5-10 below feels, it's pretty nice. Temperatures are going to feel just crazy this weekend. We're going to be dancing. Get out that rubber floaty you use for the pool, you know, the big yellow ducky thing. Get that out. Blow that thing up, because by Sunday, Monday, you'll be feeling the warmth. We'll be feeling close to 40. And, we're thankful, but let's not melt down those snowmobile trails too quick, all right? Let's give our snowmobilers and all the tourists and stuff a couple of weeks here. We'll definitely have this weekend. That's not going to be a problem. But with the mild weather forecasted for early next week, we'll see. We'll see beyond that. Always Google your Wisconsin snowmobile trail conditions for the latest. Those guys are the ones that are out there, you know, on the trails and know what's going on. Not your morning guy. We've got Reality Radio today. We're going to talk with Craig from Bader Sports Center. Talk a little ice fishing. Talk a little hunting. Talk a little outdoors. That's coming up. And on Reality Radio, we'll throw snowballs a couple of times. We're also going to talk about the big event over at the Hodag Dome in a couple of weeks that we've been talking about. So we'll have folks involved with that. Also joining us on Reality Radio, we'll see what else happens here this morning. Throw a couple of snowballs. We'll get you a keyword coming up after 7 o'clock also. We kind of messed up our Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report just a little bit ago. So we'll get some words of wisdom, and then we'll come back with the latest on ice fishing from the folks over at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. But right now, words of wisdom. We take a moment to focus on the family.
When Jean and I were dating, I made a big mistake. I served her iced tea. That may not sound like such a big deal to you, but you have to understand, I was wooing this woman. I wanted to marry her, but on this particular occasion, everything nearly fell apart. I went all out and packed a full picnic lunch, complete with a basket full of food and a blanket to sit on. Oh, and I served her iced tea, the perfect summer beverage, right? It would have been, except I didn't know that she hated iced tea. All I can say is that she must have been wooing me too, because she drank her tea and kept right on smiling the whole time. Now, I'm sure you and your spouse probably have stories like that of your own. Do you remember all those little quirks about each other that you gladly ignored when you were first dating? How many of them now send you right through the roof? Here's one possible explanation. You're bored with each other. Boredom is what you feel when you've given up the chase. Instead of being an oasis for one another after a long day, you barely acknowledge each other all night. Before long, simple misunderstandings turn into full-blown arguments. When your marriage hits that stage, a little thing like iced tea is enough to wreak havoc. If that sounds like your marriage, start wooing each other again. Do little things that remind your spouse, I still love you. And if you have a problem that's as simple as iced tea, maybe you can just drink it and smile right through it. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A good smack of winter this past weekend as snow and frigid temps kept anglers, most, not all, off the ice for this holiday weekend. Single digits and lower temperatures with the wind chills in the negative teens and lower made for a good reason to stay inside and watch NASCAR, if that's your thing. Bite windows were small and not always what expected. Yet once again, few stalwarts, individuals, and groups did well. Northern Pike is okay. Even the Pike fight was off this weekend, though. Afternoons produced better than the mornings. Still nice catches by those willing to brave the cold and chip some ice. This is usually a time of heavy feeding for Pike, and I'm not sure it will be once the temps warm up a bit. Crappie is also okay. Snow, wind, and cold kept most anglers from chasing suspended crappies. It was mostly a sit-and-wait bite. Inside a warm shack, I hope. Clam, pinhead, minnows, tikka flashes, and cast masters to get down quickly produced over 18 to 28 feet of water. Tip downs or dead sticks kept inside the shack, working with crappie minnows as well. The walleye bite was also okay. The bite was better early in the evening and the late afternoon. Tip-ups outshining jigging as high barometer and cold meat for a limited bite window. Small shiners and suckers better at times. With warm-up and new moon, the bite should really pick up starting this weekend. Real temps down to 19 below and fresh snow did a number on participation for us anglers this past week, but this coming weekend looks great. Temps in the 20s and even the 30s the following week, plus a new moon period, should spell great end to game fish season with just 2 weekends left. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck.
5,000 dollars. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. 5 grand. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
98Q Country.
I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine. Never loving mine. I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down hard, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it. Ain't got a guy for that.
music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Whispering in my ear, just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess, mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee when she's all over me. I'm all out of control. Get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road.
left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee, and she's all over me. I'm all out of control, all over the road. Something about these wheels rolling, radio playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. Little left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me, sir. I'm sorry, I know. I'm all over the road.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather across the southeast, millions under snow watches. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on what's happening along the Virginia, North Carolina coast.
We still have warnings up from Norfolk and Hampton Bay, Newport News, down to just north and east of Raleigh. And that's where the heaviest snow today is going to fall, but there will be ice concerns on the southern side of it. That's going to come through the afternoon
elsewhere.
And evening.
Elsewhere, a polar vortex has taken over from Montana to South Texas. Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting minus 39 degrees early yesterday, breaking the record set there in 1910. Ukraine's president says President Trump is living in a Russian-made disinformation space as a result of his administration's discussions with Kremlin officials. Volodymyr Zelensky talking about the president's comments blaming Ukraine for the war and saying that Zelensky's approval rating has plummeted to 4%. Pope Francis having a peaceful night.